Welcome to the Sunday Scoop Podcast, brought to you by Chocolate Sundays at the world-famous Laugh Factory. Now, this ain't your typical podcast. What you hear today will offend you. So if you're an active member of cancel culture, this podcast ain't for you, whore. And don't forget, like and subscribe.
Back for another episode of the Sunday Scoop Podcast, coming to you live from the world famous Laugh Factory in Hollywood, California. In case you missed that last part, I did say we live, so congrats to you, because you are going to get all the unedited, unadulterated humor that we have to offer. Because once our producers get the cut of this, they're going to edit all of it out. So I'm glad you guys are joining us, okay? So I am your host, Kamari Love, and yes, today I am joined by my co-host, Brandon. Now, for those of you who are joining us today, welcome to the number one comedy podcast literally in the world. So if this is your first time joining us, be sure to pop into the chat at some point. Let us know where you are listening from.
Now, the cool thing about this is that we're literally filming Chocolate Sundays while the show is going on right now. It's on the other side of this wall. So you never know who's going to stop by and coming on the show. So we're going to have fun tonight.
We've got some great interviews for you guys. We're going to talk about relationships. And at the very end, we're going to even put our our guests on the spot with some fun games. Ooh. 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 So first of all, how's everybody doing? Everybody check in. Say hello to the people.
I'm great, though. I literally just got off stage. So, like, this is fun. And it was like, get your ass up here and do this podcast. I was like, okay.
Right
up. I'm going to do it, Lonnie. All right.
I'm doing fantastic, blessed and highly favored. I don't know what camera we're on, but I'm just going to look at all of them. We're on this one? On three?
Yes. Thank you. Tell the people your name. Let them know who you are.
Hey, if you don't know, how dare you? My name is Jordan Combs.
There you go, Jordan. There you go.
What's up? How's everybody doing? They call me I wasn't ready for that bit, but I'm Jordan. I'm doing fantastic. Do you watch America's Got Talent? You should. Am I on it? Who knows? Camera three.
All right. So the people know who you are.
Hey, I'm Dave Hellum, man. That's it. I'm just here. So did Chocolate Sundays tonight. It's a good-ass lineup. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, though, because, like, the crowd is being gentrified. I like coming here. And I was like, it's like D.C. You know, like, D.C. is like Chocolate City. Mm. Yeah, but it's like the new D.C. here. So it's like... It's still black, but it's like, you know.
It's got a little extra flavor.
It's miscellaneous out there.
Niggas just need to get vaccinated. I think that's the issue. That's it. I'm going to say it.
I want to throw something in since Dave didn't do it. Dave is freaking hilarious. He said, I'm just Dave. I'm here. He's hilarious. We got a comedy to that special.
You
got
to be patient.
Because he didn't do the him about him. I just wanted to do it for
him. I'm a Pisces, man. I'm chilling.
Yo, Pisces.
Pisces, gang.
We're not doing that.
I'm not Pisces, but I do love Pisces.
I'm a Pisces.
Okay. Like we're lovable. Like we lie a lot, but we are lovable.
Pisces and Hufflepuff.
And what?
Oh, George.
Hufflepuff.
This is Gryffindor.
Hufflepuff. Harry Potter.
Okay, just, I didn't. Yeah, I don't know.
You're fine. We took it there.
I did it.
I don't know.
I apologize.
Hilarious. But you guys had a good week. Retrograde's out. Finally, Mercury's out of retrograde. Out the Gatorade. Gatorade out the microwave. Yeah. Finally.
So I don't know if Dave feels the same way. I know I'm a Pisces, but I don't know nothing about retrograde nothing.
Okay, so it didn't probably affect you. Did everything just go haywire for you?
No.
That's good.
It was a great week.
Okay.
I squashed a lot of dudes in NBA 2K.
Oh, man.
So that was
a great week.
Oh, when I tell you, like, when you beating them by 40, but they don't quit. So you're like, bro, I'm about to just take
What's
a picture of these.
What's the difficulty on, though? Was it on?
It's on Hall of Fame.
Jordan.
Yeah. It's on Hall of Fame.
He said, I will see you and raise you. Like, you know how, like, when you play online, you get to, like, level up from, like, freshmen to, like.
Yeah.
I'm at the top. Like, when you can't go down.
Okay.
So just know that. After we get done doing this,
yeah,
are you on PS5? Or
yes, we are. Are you on PS5?
No, I'm on Xbox and Series.
Okay, we gonna bring it back before y'all get into Call of Duty and all that.
Okay, see, don't hate on this bromance now because we
just because you whack it 2K,
right? Okay,
so now all right, see,
we can start off disrespectful, but now it's getting there. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna twist this up. All right,
what you got?
We got a discussion now. J Lo and Ben Affleck have purchased a massive estate in Beverly Hills.
Ooh.
Now, would you be J-Lo's pool boy? And how much would you ask to be paid a year if you were the pool boy?
So, I think the disrespect in the question is, would you be J-Lo and Ben's pool boy? It's not just J-Lo. You got a pool boy for both. If Ben calls, you gotta look at his booty, too. You can't just look at hers. You got to... That's,
I don't want to look at Ben's booty.
You got to. First of all, he got big in Batman. He's got to have a great butt at that point.
I don't
point.
Know you looking that much.
I'm not.
It, but
I'm just saying, when you work out for Batman,
you have the details.
You got to do your squats, too. So at a certain point...
Well, I didn't know that one.
But I would be... Well, because the legs and the whole
part. Okay,
I
would Jordan, be, would you? Yes. How much do you want on the paycheck? And do you want taxes taken out?
That's a fair question, Jordan.
How much would I want on the paycheck? Think is their it. Pool boy? I'm assuming they're having
don't
pool
mention
parties.
No more butt cheeks. Just the pool, okay?
That's a. I'm gonna go. Okay, you know what I'm gonna try to go? I'm gonna try to go $500 a pool cleaning. I don't know if
I feel like humble. You're really shortchanging yourself.
Well, because I want 500,000 family.
Like, what are you? That's for the morning.
So, okay, let me explain my thought process, and then if we want to see anyone else's answer. So, I feel like naturally people are going to want to come in and like try to get them for their money. If I come in with a humble number, what you do is you build yourself up. Next thing you know, they're calling me Jeffrey. Why? Because I'm the man of the house now. I've upgraded from pool boy to now I'm the dude hiring other pool boys.
That's going to take you years.
But 500 every time you clean the pool?
I'm telling you, it's a strategy. It's a strategy. Pretty soon, hey, Jordan, we stepping out. You want to watch our kids, too? We'll throw in an extra $500,000. You know what? I could do that. I don't do much. I just want to clean the pools.
Trust you.
And that's how it works. Next thing you know, I'm in there.
No, you're a minority. You have to ask for more. I want to hear this.
I would do it on one condition. I get to be in the Illuminati. Like, I will do whatever... You mentioned butt cheeks earlier. I was like, yo, like whatever it takes so that I can get a blue check on Instagram. Like just let me.
So you don't
serious?
Care about the pay. It's
no,
just
take
strictly,
my soul. Just take just my soul.
Right away.
I just need the blue check.
Just take my soul.
That easy. Just chlorine and then your soul.
Let me go to Jamie Foxx sex parties. Like I'm just trying to just
that's
hang
actually a good
and,
one.
And do
that's,
whatever, you know.
Just
you
take
know,
my soul.
That's yeah, it. I mean, you're in it for the long run. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So.
Once they take my soul, I won't die. So it's like it's really an infinite run. So it's like,
so
okay. Wait,
hold on. You so I made my answer and you selling yourself short. He says his it's a marathon, not a sprint, brother. I was in the marathon,
but
you shot my marathon down.
But you can stop at $500. Like
that's
that
what
is like
on.
That to them that's like
$500.
That's all you care about.
PS5.
One more PS5, and I'll be ready to go.
I can get the Xbox, then we can play. See? There we go.
All right. Hell no.
All right.
I apologize. Let's start off with people that look like us. All right, so Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey have ended their relationship after a year and a half, okay? I know this shouldn't be big news, but it is. We ain't got nothing else to do.
It's huge news.
I mean, yeah, they was all over the internet for five ever, looking beautiful.
They looked great.
They had a 10-year age gap, though. And
10-year?
Wait.
Yeah, he was 35 and she was 25.
Really?
Wait, for real?
I thought they were like the same age.
Why hell no?
I didn't.
I got to check Wikipedia. I don't know.
Wikipedia really? Be lying sometimes, too. I don't
Michael
know.
B. looks... He looks great. Like he could still be 25.
First of all, 35 ain't old.
It's not.
As a 41-year-old, you're not going to come out here talking shit about
this nigga 35?
I'm the table over right now. Okay? This will be the last podcast I'll ever have, goddamn. All right?
I didn't know she was that much younger. Like
I neither.
I mean,
so, well, now it makes sense. I feel like a woman of 25, they just can't be trusted.
And it's Lori Harvey, I would, you know.
It's two things that can make it go wrong, though. Like, either she's not mature enough, like, as a level for somebody 10 years older, or he's still a thot, and he wants to be a thot. So no. It's like...
But she has a history of, like, she's like the queen of...
And
like,
Michael B. Jordan don't have a history of probably being a thot? Like,
I've never heard of Michael Jordan, like, messing with other women.
Hey,
like
there's
that.
People that have their hustle game so strong, you never know. Not
like,
everyone's got to
like,
be a
they're just
like,
yo, it's an NDA. Like,
they're
I fuck
professional
with you, hoes. But you can't be out here shaming me.
Michael B. hey, sign this real quick.
He make you
quick
sign one. I just talk about his butt cheeks. Like, don't mention my butt cheeks doing that.
Illuminati.
Stuck on it.
That actually was a great answer. I'm asking. But like, but was it said that like it was a bad breakup or
no,
it was
no,
just
no.
like a?
Well, like it said they're both completely heartbroken.
Why do I know this? Yeah,
yeah. he works for the shade room.
He's 35, she's 25. Yes.
Yeah, he's born in August. He's the Pisces. But yeah, it said they're both heartbroken. Now, Michael matured a lot over the course of their relationship and was ready to commit long term, but she didn't want to. And I fully believe that.
I guess, yeah. I mean, when you're 25 to 35, I feel like that idea, like once you're older, at a certain point, it's like, yo, I want to settle down.
Yeah, he's
when
looking you're 25, for marriage. She's looking for parties.
He might have been trying to lock her down, and she was like, nah.
Yeah, not party. I'm not trying.
But he just saw that coming, though, because of her history. I would have saw.
I don't know about her history, like in terms.
Well, she's
like,
big. No, she's yeah. young and beautiful. Why shouldn't
that's
she?
That's why I'm saying. Well, like, that's why I wouldn't trust it. You're young and beautiful. Nah.
I will say. Not only that, Steve Harvey did every other interview was, "How do you feel about Michael and the family?" It's like, why y'all rushing them?
Yeah, it was
like
a
you
lot.
Got outside forces.
I don't like trying his mustache. To like.
I love me some Steve Harvey.
Like Steve Harvey's on talking about how does he feel about them. Like that's aggressive. If I was Michael B, I'm like, yo, y'all don't force us.
Right.
Like, don't push us.
Kind of pushes you into committal. Yeah. Right. Because if Steve for you, like, we gonna have to figure it out.
That's true. All right.
You gotta be careful when Steve is for you because Steve is kind of questionable in terms of like dating and shit like that. So like, if he going to bat for you. I'll be a little scared.
Nobody want to mention that. Like, Steve, he ain't got a good. I mean, I feel like I wouldn't listen to him.
I tell you, really? I loved listening to Steve for this very reason. He was he would say obvious stuff, and people would lose their minds. He's hitting me.
Oh my god!
Leave him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You
god
better say that.
Ain't
Steve.
Gonna lay no hands on you.
And I was just like,
because I'm from the old school. Is.
We all here.
See, I'm a man of a certain age, so I listen to 102.3 in the morning out here in LA, which is like his. On KGLH, his morning show. It's like a sermon every morning. Like,
I
don't know if you listen to it because y'all are probably a little bit younger, but you are exactly right about him just giving a. It's like Deacon Steve, like every morning.
But they be like hit like they listen to his words so much. He say the most basic shit, and it's like, it's just all it's I don't know. It's just.
But hey, you know what really gets popular for him? It's that we gonna cut to commercial, then the video goes viral. Him talking to the audience afterwards. See. That what you need to get is three suits. You need your blue suit, your black suit, your gray suit.
But everybody's the delivery. Just it's truly the delivery because you can literally be going through the alphabet but just saying it with some gumption. You're going to draw people in.
Touché. That's a lot of people with motivational quotes lately. Like, they say nothing. It's just like.
With some.
Man, that's
now, if you
that's
work hard, life. You will be a lion. They be like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, that's life. Like, if you do shit on stage or even off stage, if you are just. Confident in who you are, and you say it with your chest, people gonna be like, "Oh yeah,
it's true." Hey, confidence is everything.
That nigga spitting, like
in your analogy, most of the people that be spitting that are the lions. So you got a successful dude telling other people, "Hey, do this, and you'll be successful."
Isn't it crazy? Like, how, like you can say some deep shit to somebody, they'd be like, "Nah, not that." But if celebrity says some deep shit, it's like, like the most basic shit. Like
that'd be so true.
Like they just must know what the fuck going on.
Y'all just need to communicate.
I don't trust nobody.
We're
nowadays.
Fine. We don't need to communicate. Here comes Steve. Y'all not communicating.
I just gotta talk to you.
Oh my gosh.
It's
communication. Oh.
That's what it is.
With a capital C. You didn't say capital. Steve said capital C.
Now I got a funny one for y'all though.
Okay.
Instagram added an Amber alert feature to help find missing children.
Oh.
That's another notification nobody cares about. But how do y'all feel about them?
Perfect.
Like,
wait.
They already notify you on your phone.
Perfect. Boom. You have finished scrolling. Which, by the way, just so you know, Susan was kidnapped in a white Toyota. Oh,
I have a question.
Okay,
so is it an Amber Alert like that alerts you, or you can actually push the button and be like, "Hey, somebody stole my child." Like,
that's a good.
That.
I think it just alerts you. It's just like, yo. In case you didn't get my text.
People are thirsty, right? And they want attention. And they don't even have kids. They'll push the button and be like, ooh, I'm a victim.
That's so sad.
I just thought about it, though.
Because
they were making a video feature.
No, my aunt one time, she thought my cousin was missing. She didn't answer her phone for 2 hours. She was like, all right, call the cops. Something's going on. The whole time she left her phone at the house. Like, people get dramatic. If my aunt had that, she would be marking that, like. Amber,
you got alert.
Just on repeat.
Put
they
a
cut
post.
Your shit off.
Yeah,
alert. Do you want to see your explore page
had,
or put an Amber alert?
Amber alerts for like
they just revoke that shit.
Adults for like people who you think are cheating on you and like you can't find them and then like it's an Amber. Like I can't find this nigga. Like this is my husband. Like I know he out with that bitch. Like
that's
and
hilarious.
Then,
every insecure person is about to be like, where's the feature? Pull it up.
And they're going to go live on
Amber
it, too.
Amber Alert for cheaters, nigga? Like, that would be... Oh, my,
oh my God.
Hey, Instagram.
Yo, that's an app. Wait. Somebody do it.
That's a sketch.
That's crazy.
Don't write that shit. That's my shit.
Somebody write it down.
I'll see you.
That's brilliant.
Dave Hellum, LLC. That's his. Because he said it. We
you're right. That's all you.
Illuminati.
You can have
Illuminati.
It.
I think, I mean, he kind of sold me on it. I think that sounds like a great feature.
My bad. I just cut you off completely.
It's
like,
okay.
It was crazy.
Very polite on this podcast. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
But I feel bad because, like, I be so, like, heartless when I see an Amber Alert.
Like, I literally just,
I'm like, come on now, come on.
But what if you were driving on the highway and you just happened to see that same license plate and you're like, oh shit, this is my chance to become Batman, right? Mm-hmm. And then you go and you follow, and then they shoot you and then you die. But
that's flipped. That flips so fast.
That's why I never want to be a hero, though. That's why I never want to be a hero, because it's like, no, I don't.
I see where you're going, because, like, my idea is, like, I low-key don't care about him, but I care at the same time. If I'm out and it pops up, okay, I'm going to look. But, like, if I'm at home, I'm not about to go outside.
That means,
I won't even look, though, like unless I see a car similar. And if I see it, I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, but it depends where I'm going. If I'm late to something, like, oh, damn, I guess it's shit. I mean, die every day, B.
I always ask people, how nice are you, right? Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, on a 1 to 10... I'm a 6. Like, if I see a homeless person, I will buy them a meal.
Okay.
But I won't ask them what they want to eat. Like if you got a peanut allergy, you going to die tonight, bitch. It's not my problem. You ate.
Oh.
I'm going to be honest. That's a great.
I mean, that's balance. That's balance.
I give a fuck.
Can't be taking special orders.
Maybe I'm like a 5. Honestly.
No, I think that's still a 6. Arguably a 7.
You gonna eat?
Arguably, because
you're gonna be hot.
I think you're an asshole type 7.
No, because like,
but it's still a 7.
This is why I don't think he's the asshole 7, because he didn't say he'd buy them food. He said a meal.
That's a deathly meal. Here's a peanut butter, a big ass bucket of something that's gonna make you die.
But then in the same scenario, why can't he be like, yo, I'm gonna buy you something? And then as he drives off, yo, no peanuts. Like, they can still yell. They're loud naturally. They can scream out.
They're actually loudest. So they definitely can project.
Plus, at the same time, if he gives them food and he goes, hey, my brother, thanks, brother. Hey, there's no avocados, right? Like, see, at that point now, they're the asshole.
No facts.
So I think you're 7.
It's true.
Because a meal, that's fantastic.
It is. It's true. And sometimes they don't even want it. They be like, I don't want that shit. I've seen that.
I had a joke.
They've
like,
literally
it was
said,
real life.
It was real life for me. I gave this guy some food. He said he was vegan, a homeless guy. And I'm like, how you got options at this stage in your life? Like, you should be tearing this steak up.
I mean, let's be honest. Half of the comics we know are homeless as well. So it's like, you know, if they can be vegan and homeless as comedians, you can be vegan and homeless as a homeless person. You know what I'm saying?
Like, when you broke, like, I don't have a lot of options. Like, I'm eating what I can. Like, there's no way I could be a vegan right now.
Spoken as a person who has some money. Ugh. This is the problem with our society. Jesus.
The 1%. Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
No, because it's like, if you think about it in your regular life, right? There's times where you might think to yourself, you know what I want to do? I want to lose weight. I want to go on a diet. But then what happens is you realize your money's tight. McDonald's is right there. So in that same sense. Yep. Literally what then happens, you can't.
7-Eleven.
Shoot.
Those hot dogs and the pizzas?
Yo,
bro.
Yo. I know
the pizza's
lying.
Underrated. Nah, that pizza is underrated.
No, I know you're lying.
No, I'm telling you.
If y'all eat 7-Eleven food?
What? No. The scenario is.
Hey, stop playing.
The scenario.
I'm not.
If you didn't have money. And you can get a pizza made within a minute and 30 seconds, and it was $1.
7-Eleven.
I was doing keto, so I would just go in there and grab the hot dog and just bite it. Like, whatever. And they're like, you want a bun? I'm like, no, nigga, I'm being healthy right now, right? Like,
that's just doing keto.
Yeah,
first of all, with me, I'll get that shit and I'll get water and think it's okay. Like, oh, it's all about balance. So I'll get the water and then the hot dog, like, yeah, it cancels out. H2O and hot dog.
7-Eleven.
You need to humble yourself.
That's
what the problem is.
I mean, I'm happy to hear they support a keto lifestyle.
They can make
a
whole pizza, though, in like a minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's insane because, like, I don't even question. I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
And it's just as good as Domino's. Like,
Domino's ain't shit. So
it depends on how hungry you are.
What?
But
they had a whole campaign.
Blaze pizza with a side of kale.
That's what she. that's all she likes is Blaze pizza. No. She's like, what is this?
Pizza Hut gang gang.
You probably go to an Italian restaurant and get pizza.
Hey,
Marty,
honestly, make the dish for me. I would still fuck up a Little Caesars pizza.
Okay, if you could really do that with
Little
Caesars,
I know. 7-Eleven is not far off from that, but it'd be hot and ready. They got the good marketing and advertising. You know what I'm saying?
Little Caesars is like a big ass cardboard.
It's just Detroit style pizza.
Little
like in the squares with the burnt crust. Like, nigga, I know all things food related. So, like, I'm telling you, like, this shit is delicious.
Caramelized.
Okay, it's caramelized. Think
of it. It's a caramelized crust. Okay, with the crunchy pepperonis that curl up.
You sound
up.
Privileged.
I know
though.
Y'all
we
know.
Sound like we actually be eating what we have to eat. Like, you sound like you don't even.
I did grow up on
like
the Food
for Less? No.
It was a field trip one time that she went there.
I did. No, I had
little teachers one time.
It was good. But I had the DiGiorno's growing up. That made you.
How y'all live y'all life?
That was delicious.
DiGiorno's made you bougie.
My mom
always brought it. Mini ones that are personal. Like what?
Growing up
in college.
You got a personal the mega DiGiorno? Lunchable pizza. That's what
do y'all remember when Domino's had that whole campaign where they were like, "Hey, we wasn't shit for years, but now
we have new crust.
Now we're good."
No, you know they literally said we have new crust, and that shit still sucks.
I think their wings are good.
Their wings are pretty good.
I can't.
I mean, but not you. You like wings from actual live chicken. Like you got to get it from the cut them right here.
I am from
y'all
the
still
woods,
young.
All right.
Yeah.
I get
got
it.
That good chicken.
He looked off in the wind after he said that.
Somewhere.
I get it.
You
there
saw
was a
that,
story
right?
behind that. There was a story.
I look, you want to dive into that. Young. Like you went somewhere.
I had dark times in my 20s. Like
I know, I can
just
see
doing,
it.
Just doing fat shit. Like.
You was eating like an asshole?
I was just doing, I was sleeping in my car, just eating 7-Eleven, like just doing dumb shit, taking my shoes off to get comfortable. Like I was just having a good time.
You know what's crazy
but
about
you
me?
Made
like
it
I ate really bad, but my body, I don't gain weight. Like I gained so much weight, but it was only in my belly. So
you
the
just
rest
made
of
everyone on here listening.
Are you in your 30s yet?
I'm 30 now.
You made everyone hate you.
That
shit's
about to stop. Bro.
But like, now, people said that to me a long time ago. Like
you about to
like
get,
my dad
you about to get my D cups, nigga. Like you
I'm not coming here with the Ben Affleck booty.
You're a bad bitch.
Next week, you're going to sound like this.
I'm lactating.
Hey,
everyone,
welcome to
I'm
the
lactating, and I don't
welcome
know why.
To the podcast. Lewis and Lewis Caesars.
I don't know why.
My name is Brandon.
Eli
Blaze. But anyway.
Anyway, okay.
I'm sorry. That's hilarious.
Not hilarious. Okay. So for this next segment, we like to call this Relationship Roulette. And this is where our producers go onto Reddit, into the relationship column, and pull out some just crazy shit. And we are going to read a couple off and just get you guys' opinions on what you would do.
Expert opinions.
Expert
I would prefer
opinions
the term expert.
On what you would do in these situations. Okay. First one. How do you deal with flirting in a rude or aggressive manner?
Dealing with flirting in a rude, aggressive manner, because I was taught public speaking, you want to repeat the question back,
yes.
So that way it makes you sound smarter.
We're
That's
scholars.
Why this is expert opinions. I feel like in those times, that really shows your playerisms, how you handle that, because you got to remain calm and smooth during the aggressiveness. Hey, homie, I like your jeans. You should, brother.
You can't meet the aggression
you
with more aggression.
Yeah, if you meet it with more aggression at a certain point, that's going nowhere. You have to, in my mind, and this could be completely wrong, you have to let them feel like they're in charge even though you know 100% you're in charge.
Mm. Yo, you gonna let me take you out tonight?
I mean, maybe. Depends.
Is this a man or a woman, though?
I think it could go either way.
We don't know.
Illuminati.
I don't know how to do character impersonations without the deep voice and then aggressiveness. I'm married to a female, if that
my
makes sense.
Good.
I don't know.
I was like, who's getting at you, Jordan?
I'm just, hey, what if it's a New York female?
Cookie,
you never know.
Monster.
Yo, New York females be different.
Cookie stud? Like, I'm sorry.
hey, go. Take your time,
delete that.
That's my thought. You got to meet
monster.
It. Let
like
them feel
you.
In charge.
You
but
like
you in charge.
Me. the cookie bus.
I'd be happy. Like, as a married man at 41, if anybody talks to me, it'd be a gay dude. I'm like, tell me more. Like, what do you like about me? Are you in the Illuminati too?
No, you know what's crazy? Like, this gay guy got at me at a bar one time, and I felt like the baddest bitch in the room.
Should.
Like,
they should take that as a compliment.
He was like, oh my God, you are so handsome.
Like,
I was like,
thank you.
Well, thank you. I don't get that a lot, so, you know, I appreciate that.
Here's what's funny about that, though. It's like, my wife, I could tell her that, like, a story about that, and she'd be like, I can't tell her that story, because she'd be like, oh. Like, she just assumes that, like, that's what I like. I'm like, no, I'm just telling you a story, babe. That's not, like, I'm trying to tell, I'm not coming out.
That's what we're doing now?
I'm not, like.
I knew it.
Are you trapped in the closet?
You just hopping fences. Just pick a side. Defense and offense, pick one.
But if a dude is like, "Hey man, you a handsome dude," you be like, "Hey man, thank you, bro. Like, that's some cool shit." But we've been trained as black people to be like, "Hey man, I punch you in your goddamn throat. Tell me I'm cute."
He's not lying. Legit. When I was younger, right, I didn't know how to like be honest and be like, "Oh, that's a good looking dude." So I used to say, "Hey, he looked like he could play in Twilight." That's what I used to say. He could have been a Cullen.
Oh, my God.
That's what I used to say. I didn't know how to say it.
We're not allowed that space. There was a whole episode on Dave on FX with Little Dicky.
Yeah.
About how white folks can do, like, just quote-unquote gay shit and just, like, play around and have fun like that just as homies. But when black people do it, it's like, nah, we can't do it because we got too much trauma to deal with, so we don't have the space to just be free enough to just be who we are, man. Like, and it's so much to unpack, like, on this podcast. This is another episode. I'm gonna be back.
Okay. Nah, but one time I get, like, one of my friends, like, I be telling my friends I love him, like I love you too. I mean, I love you, man. And I said, like, to my one friend, I'm like, yo, I love you. He was like, wait, what you say?
What you say?
I'm like, I love you, man. He was like, hey, nah, go somewhere with that shit. And I'm like,
man, I didn't stutter. That's rude.
Yeah, but he was taller than me, so I was like, my bad, man. Yeah, like, my bad, man. I must have missed
there
you.
There can be a whole.
I thought you was somebody else.
That's
my
hilarious
bad.
Story.
About black toxic masculinity and how we just can't be like, hey, man, I love you, dog. Like, are you good? It's like, hey, man, you good? Like, or what's up? You know, like, but it's never
the
like.
Extra hard pass.
They also got to throw in pause. On what? I just, yeah. Yo.
But, like, you know what's crazy with the pause? I say that, though, but it's because, like, I say that to so I can keep saying what I'm saying. If you don't say pause, they'll focus on what you said, like for the next 5 minutes. Oh, this nigga gay or whatnot. But if you say pause, it gets you around there. It's like, all right, pause.
Thank you. I'm on your side.
No, I wish it was, boo, but if I'm trying to get a point across, I need to get my point across.
I'm also still tripping off the fact that he said this dude was taller than me. I'm like, you 6'7 at least, Brandon.
You
said this dude. Brandon?
Yao Ming like, hit on you, sir? Shaquille O'Neal hit on Brandon. He's like, he was taller than me.
What's going on? Get Shaquille O'Neal.
This man is so tall. He's taller than me, so I can't be in.
I am kind of tall. I will admit that. He was Samoan, though. Samoan, they can.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
like Samoan, you can.
That's a different
like,
breed.
Like, I be submitting. Yo, with Samoan, I'd be like, I will submit.
I feel like they are the most dominant.
Samoans are either big and strong or small and strong. It don't.
Yeah, but either way, they're strong.
Either way, they're strong.
And they be saying the N-word, and I be letting that shit fly. Like,
Aquaman, Aquawoman, you still okay. Killing people. Like, I get it.
Okay. All right, well, it looks like we have another guest joining us today. Mr. Alex Thomas is in the building.
The one. The only.
Wait. We got a little tag team in.
You got a tag? He's tagging a man. Jordan's tagging
tag
Alex.
Team. Jordan.
Now we got
Jordan.
Something crazy. Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan.
All right. Clean my pool next time. For the only got $5.
I didn't know if you guys were going to a commercial. I had no idea. What's up, brother? How you feel,
what's
man?
You
I'm good. Alex, man.
Brandon.
Nice to meet you.
Hello, Kamari.
Alex, what's
nice
your name?
To meet you. Kamari.
Kamari,
love.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Dang. And I just saw you on the stage.
Thank you, brother.
Funny dude, man. Thank I just you, got brother. Off stage. That's why I'm all out of breath and stuff. And, okay.
Oh, yeah, we couldn't hear you, but we can hear you.
Yeah. Like, he was killing it.
Oh, you guys were doing this while we're on stage? Like, is that how it works?
We can, we can feel and see the crowd reacting to it. So it
okay. I thought it was like when Lonnie called me, I thought it was like, okay, show over, and then you do the podcast. Y'all are going
energy.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm, we got it all going
on. Got you. Okay.
Well, welcome, Alex.
Thank you.
Guys, this is Alex Thomas. Little bio about him. He is an actor and stand-up comedian born and raised in South Central
LA. Oh, damn. Is he
going to
be one of those? He's like, it started out
in
London in the late 70s.
No, listen. You are that guy. I just really need to, like, okay. Yeah,
no, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. When people read off my bio, it kind of makes, it's weird. It's kind of like, I'm celebrating this year 30 years on TV and movies and all that. I appreciate that.
Hey.
But I still get nervous when I watch myself on TV.
Of course.
Or I don't like seeing myself on TV or movies. So when somebody runs my whole bio down, I wish they would have called me first so I can give them the cliff notes because it's so much. And they be like, and your blood type is, you know.
I'm not going to hold you. It's pretty. We got
he liked skateboarding when he was 7. No. I'm just joking.
Man, I'm a 90s baby. So like to see you on the TV in the 90s like that. It's like, that's what I grew up in. And then the music videos and all that shit is just like, yo.
I appreciate you know? That. The music videos was my hustle. Yeah. Somebody just called me the other day. Like, one of my boys who I grew up with, he was showing his, like, 19 or 20-year-old son videos from the 90s. And he was like, bro, like,
nothing.
You popped up 10 times. I was like, oh, yeah, can you cuss on this?
Yes.
Can you cuss on
absolutely.
This? I was the first male video hoe. I'm just going to let you. I was a male video vixen. I'm not going to lie. But in my way, it was, I looked at it like this. I got as much rotation as the rapper did.
You were the person. Male Melissa Ford? Like
pretty much. It's almost like as an up-and-coming stand-up comic, I knew, like, when I hit the stage that night, I knew I was on TV all day. So it was crazy. I'm an amateur comic, but everyone knew who I was because you saw me in a Snoop Dogg video today, or you saw me in a Nori video, or you heard me on a Dr. Dre album, or you saw different videos, and it was like I was in constant rotation while I was trying to make my name as a comic, so it was huge.
You're not an amateur comic, in my opinion.
At all.
But I still had to prove myself as a comic, but I was that dude as a comic, as a young comic, with not a lot of TV and movie credits. They saw me on TV every day because MTV Raps, Yo MTV Raps, and BET, hip-hop was so huge, and I was in all the top videos. So it was cool. It put a lot of extra money in my pocket.
Absolutely.
Hosting parties, you know, like this video.
The 90s, yeah, man. Yeah.
The 90s.
And 2000.
And the 2000s.
Yeah. And the 2000s. That whole era is just, so great.
Yeah. Are you guys all comics? I know you're a comic. Yeah. I just saw you
today. Yeah, I am.
You stand up?
Yeah,
stand I be faking up. It.
You be faking it?
Yeah, I'm just here. You know.
Oh, okay.
So I really just set the stage for you guys, but you know, I'm a little funny.
You're just a funny, you're a funny chick.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I don't know.
You just don't write it down and perform it on stage?
No, absolutely not. That's for you guys. What?
Okay.
Well, Alex, it is so lovely to have you here today.
Okay.
You want to get into our games tonight?
Okay, yeah.
It's a good time to get into
it. Oh, y'all do games?
We're doing games.
Can I do a big shout out to the Laugh Factory and all my people here at Chocolate Sunday? I'm very proud of them. Pookie Wigington, Lonnie. I'm one of the triple OGs, if y'all didn't know that. So way before there was a Chocolate Sunday, there was just a few of us black comics that were paid regulars in this place. Uh-huh. And I was happy when they started Chocolate Sunday. It provided a lot of black comics that couldn't get into this place on a regular basis. Now they had a night. Now they had a platform. So for the fact that it's still here and it's bigger and better than ever, I love it. I see all the young comics. I come out maybe once every 6-8 months because I'm on the road like crazy and I'm a daddy with kids and all that kind of stuff. But it's just fly. I like what they're doing. So shout out to Chocolate Sunday. I'm sorry.
Hey. No, don't be sorry. Absolutely.
That was dope.
That's what we need. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you for that energy.
Yes, I'm listening.
Yes. Okay, so actually, we're going to give you a question from our last segment. We were on Relationship Roulette. And so basically, our producers go to Reddit and the relationship column, and they just pull out crazy things that people have said about relationships, and we get your perspective on it.
Okay.
Okay? So our next one is, my girlfriend shouted at my daughter for kissing a girl.
My girlfriend
shouted at my daughter.
My girlfriend shouted at my daughter.
I'm not understanding.
I got to point out like my girlfriend. Yeah. So that's a lady dude situation. Like it's a mama and a daddy, but they're both women.
Yes.
Shouted at my daughter for kissing a girl.
So it says, no, he's a male. Yes. So he's a male. His girlfriend, female, shouted at his daughter for kissing a girl.
Oh.
Huh, it's a little confusing.
It is confusing because I'm wondering, okay, that was confusing. Were you going to ask me a question? I'm like, how am I going to answer it? We don't understand.
Reddit, you know what? Hold up. You know what? Strike that, reverse. We don't go to the next one.
I'm like, damn. You read it like you were so. You're like, okay.
I think we all good in the hood, though. Everything's fine. Okay. So my boyfriend's best friend took us out for a celebratory dinner for his big sale, but paid for everyone but me.
Ooh.
What?
Oh, that's ooh.
That's so.
She said, my boyfriend?
Yeah, repeat.
My boyfriend's best friend took us out for a celebratory dinner for his big sale, but paid for everyone.
Oh,
but
he don't
me.
Like your ass.
Yeah, the key word, everyone but me is the key, is the main thing to
that's
focus on.
That's disrespectful as fuck.
Pretty much. That white dude who was dating the football player from the Kansas City Chiefs.
What's his name?
Patrick Kelsey?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm not paying for
your shit. He's got a black girlfriend. Yeah, he kind of favors her a little bit, right?
Un poquito.
Yeah, like if you looked her up, you kind of, yeah, okay.
Well, damn.
You're his type. Yeah.
Okay.
He's one of the white dudes that loves chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah. He probably be here.
I'm good on that, but.
Do you date white guys or
no.
Always black?
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Black
gang
is
gang. Black is hashtag gang. Black love.
Absolutely.
Do they try?
What's up?
Do they try?
Yeah.
Like, white guys try to get at you?
Like, I love 3 6 Mafia.
Because, you know, sometimes it could be a little whitewashed. When I got my little winter coat on, I'd be a little bit more yellow. I'd be a little, you know, they'd be like, let me just see. I'm like, no.
And you look very non-threatening. You look like.
I'm too approachable.
Yeah. You look like the type, if I was white, my Jewish dad would be like, I want to introduce
you.
I
can turn you out. Everybody's talking to me. And I'd be in my headphones. Now, I'm like, please
put
don't.
Your credit score up a
but
little bit.
Do it.
I'm not going to lie. You look like a black girl with good credit.
I do have good credit.
She eats kale.
I do. I had kale today, right before I came here.
Yeah. I see it in your teeth.
I'm married, but I remember
Stop.
These things.
Don't do that to me.
I'm married, but I still got a good, you know.
Yeah. You got the radars.
I remember those things.
It's all about balance. You
it
have
is
that.
Balance. It is balance.
That's hilarious. That's so
funny. You want to ask more of these questions? No.
Am I talking too much for you guys?
No. Okay.
I have another game for you guys, though.
Like, say it again?
I have another game.
Okay. Who's our game section?
Yes. I want you guys to pitch me your worst business idea.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I have a couple of businesses. I don't have any bad.
Right.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. That sounds like I'm not trying to be mean. That sounds like you would say that to like a young up and coming type dude, like a young comic. With a yeah, with my bad. Like no, I've been
I picked the
very
wrong one.
Successful. So that if this was 15 years ago, I'd be like yeah, man, I would have had two or three of them. But right now,
you don't remember
I'm
them
bad
at
all? A thousand, huh?
Yeah, you don't remember those bad ones.
You know what it was, man? I'm not going to lie. Coming up in my early days as a stand-up comic, I wasn't a true businessman. I admit to that. That came with maturity, and that came with me wanting to honestly create my own brand. I wasn't thinking like that at young. You know, you always hear a lot of rappers say, man, if I had only knew the business. You know, I didn't realize the business until my third album or something like that. I'm not going to lie. Being in this business this long, it took a while to figure it out. And by the time it was time to figure it out, I was able to start a few successful businesses. So, but I don't have that right now.
Mm.
So you said your worst. No. I would have to really dig deep into the archives for that one.
Mm. You can make one up. If you guys don't have one, make one up.
I want to make a Wonder Bra for men's balls. Where when once you reach a certain age, it's like a Wonder Jock. And you know how
Wonder Jock that you know, is hilarious.
You know how Wonder Bras like lift y'all up once you get to a certain
like a push up ball, yeah, push up ball.
Oh, yes. Like if your balls are sagging,
yes,
to pull
yes,
them up.
Like once you reach a certain age and the balls get low, like you put on a Wonder Jock and you feel like you're 25 again, dog. Like they just I don't know how it's gonna work, but they just
I don't know nothing about that.
I just picture having a cape on it, like Wonder when I heard right. Wonder.
Yeah. But man to man, brother to brother, what the hell does it matter if your balls are sagging low or they tight up by your belly.
Know,
I mean, what does it matter? They're hidden.
I'm just
they're
saying,
inside like, your drawers.
But when they're low, they're swagging.
Huh?
When they're low, they be swagging.
I know. She's like, I cannot believe we're talking. It's all about ball
it.
Talk.
Niggaology. I'm yeah, taking it all
is,
in.
This is the worst
I'm a bigger
business
man.
Idea.
I'm a bigger man. I'm sweating. Yeah. So that,
I mean, he brought it up, so I'm just like.
I did.
I put an air freshener
the better
down
be
there.
Feeling right now.
Okay.
You walking too much?
Put an air freshener.
That would
be nice.
That'd be spraying things every 5 minutes. A little spray every 5 minutes.
It's important.
Put something down
there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Put the Febreze spray.
Ball maintenance is very important. I know as a married man, I don't know how it is a single woman. Do you appreciate a guy with great hygiene?
Yeah.
That's ball spray, though?
Are you kidding me? Like, you have to be clean. I'm clean, so you have to be clean.
That's a big turnoff.
Yeah, like, say it again. You need fresh breath.
That's a big turnoff, I would imagine. Like, somebody that's musty, like you know, like
yeah,
like,
you so can't be.
What I started doing a few years ago, I'm just, I guess we're just being honest. We're like family
yes,
now.
Yes, we are.
I shave my nuts. I'm completely my balls. If I were to whip my balls out right now, you would think I was seven in this bitch. You know, like because I found that hair is odor, and I saw women doing it, so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna shave my balls in 2021. And it keeps the odor away. And just for the brothers out there right now, I'm just being honest, and I'm just going to break down this philosophy. And let's all be honest with each other, okay? Mm-hmm. So women, since the beginning of time, there's been an aisle in, let's just say, Walgreens, let's say CVS, let's say Rite Aid.
Absolutely.
Strictly for coochie maintenance, correct?
Yeah.
Right? So like,
it's called feminine care.
Feminine care. Like, so there should be no reason that a woman, in let's just say 22, should be funky.
No.
You should be smelling like Lily Jasper, raspberry cinnamon.
Jasmine,
happy days, whatever you want to call
anything.
It, right? Mm-hmm. But remember, there's a section for you guys. Mm. So for men, there's no nut be gone area. You get what I'm saying?
We got that white powder. That's it. We got talcum powder. That's
talcum powder.
That's it.
But they found out that some talcum powder
gives you cancer.
Huh?
It gives you cancer.
So with that being said, what I found was go to the baby section. I have kids. And all the fellas out there listening, even to these young brothers right here, it's going to sound crazy. And I don't know how we got on ball maintenance, but I'm going to say this. If you shave your nuts, go to the baby section. And it's Johnson & Johnson aloe vera gel.
Aloe vera is elite.
Comes in three different. It comes in shea butter, and it also comes in lemon. And once you shave your nuts,
you shave like with a razor,
huh?
But like hit that shea butter, not lemon. Nobody wants my lemon.
You shave like with a razor or?
No, I use Manscaped.
I try to
shout out to Manscaped.
Subscribe.
Manscaped.
I did it with my clippers one time.
Huh?
I did it with my clippers one time. I missed so many spots.
But clippers, you can.
My balls had alopecia. It had spots everywhere. It was just like a Dalmatian down there.
Your balls like Skills Hudson.
Yeah, I left it down there. I'm like, I ain't about to fix this. Like, I'm Michael Jordan in certain sections.
But here's the problem. With clippers, you could accidentally lose a ball. And I don't want that to happen, right? So I started with Manscaped, right? I'm clean. I'm super clean. But the aloe vera gel, like, it's crazy. It smells amazing. I only know because I have a wife, right? And she was like, so one day she's going down there. I surprised her that I went 7 years old with my nutsack, right? I used the lavender baby gel. I went down there, and I'm not exaggerating, brother. Look at me when I do this. She went down. She was like, oh, she said, they smell so nice. I just want to kiss it. I just want to taste it. I was like, all right, say your grace first. You know what I mean? Let's go. So I'm just talking as a married man. For all you single, hairy dick ass niggas out there, it might work in the single world. I'm just trying to throw out options.
Oh,
I'm going to Walgreens right after this.
Thank you, brother.
And the woman appreciate you. Just know we do appreciate you.
Exactly. Exactly. You coming from the gym. You've been working all day. And I think a lot of times with black men, they think, like, I told one of my boys, I'm not going to say his name, a comedian, I missed a sketch we were supposed to shoot because I was like, man, I'm going to be an hour late. He was like, why? Because I had to get a facial. And he was like, nigga, you get facials?
Yeah.
And he looked at me as if, like, it was something gay or something. Like, you get facials? I was like, nigga, you don't? He's like, never in my life. And I'm like, how long you been in L.A.?
You know his pores clogged.
I was like, brother, I'm not saying every week, but at least
to his face.
Twice every couple of months. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing way to treat yourself.
Yes.
You feel so much better afterwards. And hey, man, you in this business, you got to take care of your tool.
You
got to
look good.
Self-care. I mean, I'm not a fine nigga. I'm not a cute, pretty nigga. But my wife loves me.
But my balls are. My balls are bad bitches.
My balls are minty face.
So I'm good.
And I exfoliate. So that's all I was trying to say.
Listen, then you amongst the elite as far as I'm concerned.
I have no idea what y'all want to talk about, but I feel like this is way better.
Like, no,
I'm sorry. We got into it.
I've gained knowledge. Like, my balls about to look like the smoothest things.
Oh, my gosh.
Smooth balls.
I'm sorry, I went off.
No, that was part of it. Sunday. It was with the
jockstrap. Alex Thomas, you told me to come here. And walk in the
you don't want me
it
to
was
get,
a cash, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I can get real deep with it, man. Like, that's just maintenance is huge, and you got to take care of yourself.
No.
I'm just imagining
like
that
really
breeze
do.
Coming through when you're walking with shorts on. You got the new Manscaped. Oh, my God.
That's a great feeling. Do you get pedicures?
I need to. No, I don't need you to, but I want to try to get
that. Get manicures and pedicures as
massages.
A man. Like, you
massages.
Have to.
Wait, pause. Oh, hold on. Kamari's bothered.
You know, you need to have manicures and pedicures as a man.
I'm and a woman, you appreciate that,
yes,
right?
Yes, because, like, we are looking at that. I'm not trying to do nothing
nails,
to you or your body. If you got some grimy-ass, nasty-ass, dirty-ass fingernails, that means that everything else on you is dirty, too. I ain't going to touch you.
Speak on it.
I ain't going to touch
and
you.
And I think the young dudes are the ones that are like, oh, hell no. But I'm going to be honest. I'm a dude. And I'm just putting it all out on the table right now. When I see niggas with super dirty fingernails or they're real, like, long and sharp, I think crackhead. I think weed all day, every day. I think the nigga don't
wash
his
food and scratch. I be getting manicures. Oh, shit.
No, it's brother. Let me see, I'm not mad at that. I'm not really a manicure dude, but I'm a pedicure.
You
the damn Simon type of judge. Like,
I'm not a manicure dude, but I am a pedicure dude because... Again, I keep going back to my wife. See, when you're sleeping with your same woman, if you don't want to be cutting her legs up and scratching them, and I'm like, I'm thinking about my significant other also. And what's crazy is I didn't start till I started going with her. Mm. Now, she goes more often than me. She goes once every 2 weeks. I'll get a manicure once every, three, 4 months. But I'm just telling you. Why would we not?
I don't have, like, bad feet, though. Like, that rough, like, that black toenail, I don't have. I don't have toes. Like, I don't have, like, the bottom of my feet is soft. I never really.
Wait, so you weren't an athlete?
No, I am. I was.
Really
but it's just that, like, I've never been, like.
Oh.
What happened?
We got another tap in.
Shake the room. Get some German.
Hey, watch him roast the shit out of us.
You got it.
Damn. Oh, man.
Hello.
What's up there, Alex? Stop. Earthquake? I'm chilling. How are you,
man? We got some
man?
Triple OGs up in this room. I just want y'all to know that.
I feel it.
Triple O.
This is triple OG.
What's triple O?
Earthquake's one of the first dudes I saw on stage. Like, when I first started, you don't want me to go deep with Uptown Comedy Club on Peachtree in the parking lot with Justin's. Used to be cracking and popping. Oh, my God. Up. I mean, what year was that? Earthquake had it popping.
92.
Was it 92?
That's my birth year.
That was it, 92?
Yeah, 92, 93.
That's a good year.
Yeah.
It was a great year. It was a great year. But this man right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
Boy,
well, great I'm to blessed. Have you.
Well, thank you, sir.
So proud of you.
So great to have you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
You jumped in at a great time.
Can I just fill him in real quick?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Talking about brothers' hygiene, taking care of themselves. I don't know if you ever get massages or facials.
All of pedicures. It.
Absolutely.
I get a spa day every Monday.
No, look at his skin right now. Monday. Glowing.
Something wrong with mine. I can't even hear nothing.
Yeah. Not only does it make you feel good about yourself, the stress that we go through in this business,
check.
All you could do is treat yourself.
It's true. And it's like, it's hard not to see it as a luxury thing. That's something that I had to deal with. It was like, oh, well, like, I don't deserve to get massages. I don't deserve to get facials until I book this many jobs. And I'm like, what am I talking about? To keep booking the work, you got to look like good. That. You got to take care of yourself. You got to feel good.
Pro athletes, you know, it's part of their program. Like, let's say you play on the Lakers. They have trainers. Like they have treatment, you know.
Get a woman, man. Let her break your back.
Exactly.
See, I can do that, but not like a random Asian dude. Just like, you walk up and you just get a massage from random people. You don't even know. Yeah. That's just random to me. No. I can't really.
It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Spa day.
Absolutely.
Face shoes, the whole nine. You know what I mean? Sit in the the steam room, then go get the 90
open up
minutes.
Your pores.
Yes, 90 minutes.
Was it Deion Sanders that said, I love me some meat?
Always.
Yeah, I love me some meat.
Tell him again, God.
I love me some meat.
God damn it. No, if you don't, ain't nobody.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious. Okay, well, you just came at our point where we're playing games in the show.
Oh,
so
shit.
I hope you're good at arithmetic, okay? This is our Comedians Do Math segment where we are going to put you guys to the test, ask you a couple math questions, and you're going to compete and see who answers them.
Can I pull up my calculator?
Absolutely not. Oh. We going to see what you got, okay? No cheating.
Math was not cheating. You know what I mean?
I
dope dealers are real good at math. I wasn't a dope dealer. I don't, you know, they put numbers with keys and equivalents, 16.5 to
they know the fractions and the ounces.
Yeah,
and all
man,
that,
I was
conversions.
Never good at that. Mm-mm. I'm good at history, but what about you?
Well, that's not
I
what
do
we
the
want.
Numbers now.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we gonna see what you got. All right, y'all ready? Whoever answers it first, okay? First one is 13 plus 28.
41.
All right. Did you even try?
I mean, God damn. He, as he got the answer, I'm like 13.
Okay. You did say that real cool. Like, that's impressive.
I got him this one. I got him.
Okay.
34 minus 18.
34.
What you say?
34 minus 18.
34 minus 18 34 is 16.
Got it. Okay, yeah. I'm going to go get a snack because they'll hit me with some English or some history, but I'm horrible with just quick numbers. Jesus.
It's coming.
I want to go back to the J-Lo question for them, though.
And why are you coming up with those numbers?
Okay. What'd you say?
Why you come up with them particular numbers?
I mean, it's just on the page. I just, you know.
I got an earthquake, though. This is going to be tough. 16 times 11.
166. Mm-mm. 16 times what?
11.
16 yeah. times yeah. 11.
I believe in you, Alex. Yeah. You gotta get one.
237.
What?
Fuck no.
Yeah, that math class in high school.
See, that, like, isn't that your joke? That must be that new math.
That's that new math.
It has to be, because I don't know what. Yeah. I don't think any of those numbers is right.
I've been drinking too much.
It's okay.
It's okay.
You're doing just fine. So, we don't have an answer?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. 176. Sorry about that. I just left y'all.
Like, y'all yeah.
And what is your point to try to find out if we know these
things? Because I was off on
just
that.
Messing with y'all.
Yeah.
See how educated we are.
Okay. But I went to private school, damn it, and public. But you know, I don't know. Shit.
I want to dabble back to a question I asked earlier. These people. So J Lo and Ben Affleck purchased a massive estate. Now, if you were J Lo's pool boy, how much would you charge or pool man?
Nothing.
You just be.
I get to see J-Lo in cleaning pool. And it's told when shit don't work, the pool man is always the one to get it. So I'm going to play my position. And you know she in high rotation.
Hey,
so
and you know
eventually
what
she's gonna be she's gonna want to drift again. I mean, let's look at the past,
right?
You understand?
Hey, you know,
and
the
you
pool
on
man.
The property of the 60 million,
right.
With the, you know, with the,
you know, the pool man's hitting it when he's over there and it's raining.
Yeah,
I mean, who gets their pool cleaned in
nothing,
the rain?
Because I think it's like a stock. The investment gonna come back.
Oh my god! That
yeah,
is, I never thought about that. Like,
yes, the pool
that's
man
fact,
always good.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah, once on the cleanup woman.
The pool man. You there with the net, just wait.
Absolutely.
Hey, for opportunity, that's
hilarious. That's what life's
about,
baby.
You show up
with
your shirt off and all that, you know what I mean?
That's what life is all about, opportunity.
No, it's so crazy. Someone? Speaking of pool man, I always interview my pool man. You know, we had to get a couple one over the few years because I don't need him to come be over at my house looking like Tyson Beckford or Chris Brown, and you know what I mean? And you know,
if my woman leave me for the pool, man, I picked the wrong chick. That's just bad business this
there
point
you
of
go,
their life.
Bad
doing.
Business.
Bad business.
You leaving me doing a inflation for a nigga that's putting chlorine in water? Oh, nigga. I'm going to give him some flowers. Thank you for showing me I made it wrong.
Exactly.
Thank you, dog. Listen, I would give you money. Come on.
Right.
I wish I would.
I want to ask some relationship questions for you guys right now. How do you deal with flirting, like, in a rude or aggressive way?
I'm talking about, like, meaning like, I'm married and I see a dude flirting with my wife?
No, like,
no,
say,
good,
like.
That's a good perspective, though.
Oh, a guy flirting with his wife?
Yeah, because, like, before it was like, you know, how would you take it if the male was getting aggressive, you know?
So you got to be specific with that question, because I'm married. Like, so when you say, I need to know who you talking about.
No, like, well, I've been, like, somebody flirting with you guys in an aggressive way. Like,
oh, let the Lord use her. I mean, yeah. Let the Lord use her. Yeah.
Like, well, like,
I
want to
hear
what
all
about,
of
what
it
about
personally.
A gay man?
Oh, that's a
let
good
the devil like, use him.
I know you want me, but I don't go that way. I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
A gay man tries to flirt with
me,
nigga.
I'm a
gay man tries to flirt with me, nigga. I'ma act deaf.
Like, yeah, I didn't hear it. Now I'm saying wrong.
It's
tree.
All complimentary though.
Wrong tree. Yeah. Wrong tree.
Wrong tree.
They don't
wrong
mean no harm.
Like, oh my god, earthquake! You make the
and
wrong
I'm like,
shape.
Oh my god, I'm not that dude.
Now, I will say this. I
but
do not discriminate with the laughter. Like, I've had a gay dude come up to me like, oh, my God, can I tell you, you are the funniest. I love you so much. And I'll be like, thanks a lot, brother. Appreciate it and keep it pushing. Like, I don't care who you are. You're human, gay, straight, whatever your gender is. If you enjoyed the show tonight, cool. But that's where, you know.
Yeah.
I take pictures with them, too. Like,
I feel like everybody's
I grew up
getting
on
like,
you. I'll take a picture, but that's where it's. I mean, the nigga ain't like, so put your number there. No.
I could be friends with a gay dude.
What'd you say?
I could be gay. I could be cool with him. He could have my nut. You know, if I made him as a friend, it wouldn't make no difference. I just don't fuck with men.
Period.
Period. So
that's fine.
We can have all the relationship up to that point.
Right.
Women do it all the time. They stipulate the conditions of the relationship they fuck with.
Right.
I don't have to sit there like, oh, Lord, or care about what other people's perception of it. I love women, black ones, burnt ones. That's where I'm at, dog.
You ever mess with a white girl, Earthquake?
Never
in
had
your,
it.
In your life?
In my life.
You never had a pink toe?
Hell no.
Oh, wow.
No, hell, I'm too nervous.
Yeah, I'm from L.A.
Y'all keep a pink toe.
I mean, at one time, that was a part of the menu before I got married. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm segregated.
Every once in a while. You know?
And the white girls that be where I was hanging at, you ain't one of them.
We just look at it as extracurricular activity.
Well, I mean,
is that what it is?
White
I
woman.
Always wondered what it was with a black man and a white woman.
You
I just
noticed
I'm genuinely curious.
No, no, no. Some dudes go all the way.
No,
and
some dudes
bring them home
only
to mama,
prefer
the
white
kids.
Woman, and it'd be me. You
right,
know,
I
I'm just like,
ready to go. I'm the host of this show.
Oh yes, sir.
Thank you so much, Earthquake.
Thought I'd come up there. All right, I'll see
you. Because I know you're gonna. Tearing the hell up.
No, I'm just the host.
Appreciate you.
Right.
Have a great show.
Earthquake.
Yeah, we always looked at it like extracurricular activity. I'm an L.A.
Okay.
dude. So you got to understand all the schools I went to. I went to Fairfax High School.
Okay.
Right on Melrose and Fit Factory. Right down 2 minutes from here.
You LA, LA.
It was, I'm LA, LA, yes, all day, every day, 365, 24/7, twice on Sundays.
Okay. So, here, bro.
But it was the most mixed high school in LA. So it was just a regular thing with us. So when I got in the entertainment business, it was just heightened.
Right.
But yeah, I wasn't bringing them home and introducing them to my mother.
Okay.
But I had a lot of good times.
I feel like you gotta smash, and like I smashed something just for my ancestors. Like I feel like it's important just to do that. Like,
so you had reparations.
That's just payback. That like, no, okay. like the master was fucking them. Like I'm about to fuck their daughters now. Like
you hit it for Kunta Kinte.
Yeah, I flipped the script.
Yeah, and yeah, that shit. So like, gotcha, when grandma. I say that, you can't even get mad at it because I'm doing it for them. Like
it's, you hit them while you were watching Roots on TV. So
yeah. I actually enjoy watching Roots. That's the sad part. I don't know if I enjoyed the struggle or what.
You were tearing a white chicken, bro. You were watching Amistad on HBO Max. Yeah.
Like every now and then you need the white girl, I feel like. Just to
shout out to the white girls. Like, just absolutely
really?
Nothing against them.
Yeah. No.
Not racist at all, but you brought that question up, so I was just, my wife knows my honesty and
wild dude. It's no shade either.
Before
no shade.
I got married,
just curious.
I had a lot of fun globally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't travel the country and like be in Italy and have a one night stand with an Italian?
Well, that's, you know, well, the thing is that, like, I'm all for experiences, but if I'm not into it, I'm not into it. And there's just something that an Italian man can't get me. Like, unless you are a black man, that's just where I'm at.
I'm not mad at that.
And I've dated white men before. I've dated several different types of men before, and it just wasn't giving what it needed to give.
He just did not know the ingredients in gumbo.
I need you to know straight up. I don't need to be explaining shit to you about how you
just didn't know all of Bobby Brown's lyrics. So
you gotta know all of his lyrics. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. Yeah. But if you can't help me oil my scalp, if you don't understand the importance of my bonnet at night, I can't fuck with you. I can't fuck with you. Like, don't be looking
hilarious
at me crazy. Just don't do it. It's true.
No, you're not being mean. It's
no.
Just, it's,
and you gonna help me take my braids out when it's time for them to come out.
Absolutely.
And you're not gonna be looking at me crazy.
Absolutely.
I just can't explain that.
And he doesn't understand, like, why are you hitting your head like that? What are you doing?
Why are you asking questions?
Stupid. Oh, babe, you're not stupid. Don't do that to yourself. No, you're not stupid.
It's okay.
Don't,
I've had a hard day also. My brain is fucking with me also.
Like, just massage that shit. Don't ask no questions.
Here, I'll do it too. I'll just bang mine. Shame. Yeah. Now we're banging.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Support.
That's all we're doing.
Okay, yo, so, do we have a,
uh-oh,
do we have another guest?
Speaking,
okay, we have a great show today. Hold on.
Hey, speaking of white girls.
What's up, girl?
Speaking of white girls.
Okay?
Yeah, no, you are here.
I'm seeing people rotating, getting
up and
out. I'm like,
you're set.
We
can't
just
go nowhere,
got
Allie.
Done talking about white girls.
I'm Earthquake Standin.
What is your name?
Earthquake Standin. I'm Natalie.
Hi,
Natalie.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yo, I love your glasses.
Thank you.
Sparkly.
Those are cool.
They're amazing. Fuck with them.
We were just sitting here talking about how much we love white women.
Yeah.
I want to marry one.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I said I just have sex for my ancestors. That's why I do it. It's just religious purposes,
that's,
I guess.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah. But so, let me ask you this. Have you dated black men before?
Yeah.
Okay.
How was that?
Great.
Preference?
Best, right?
Does it matter?
It's a human being.
Whoever's
okay. I mean,
with
that sounds so corny.
No, no, no. I get you. But
like,
you don't see,
chemistry is chemistry and
fair. Doesn't matter the color.
Yeah.
Fair.
Gotcha. As long as they treat you with respect.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course. Okay. It's all about the person and, you know,
energy.
There's like, for me, there's like a pie chart, right? Mm. So it's like respect, you know, passion. Are you good with your family? Are you good with me? You know.
Is the bed anywhere in the pie chart?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering.
You got talent, you got, you know.
Talent
but,
in the bed? Mm. Is that where?
No, that's sliver.
It's a part of it. Yeah, it's a part of it.
Okay. Fair, 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 fair.
Are we talking about dating?
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to stop talking because this is your show.
It was kind of wide. It was just kind of wide open.
Wide spectrum, but now we have another female perspective.
Absolutely.
Love that.
Yeah.
Need that.
Well, now we got to start over.
No.
All right, so back to what we said previously.
No.
Now, we're going on about relationships and who would date who, and, you know. You
like,
came at
like specific people? Like, would this celebrity date this person, or just?
No, we were saying, like, who's date, like, would you?
Back date outside your
relationship? We'll come back. Regardless. We got more to talk about. I got a whole other section.
Okay.
We're going to dive into all
okay.
that. Okay. So, this is a new game. It's called Three Reasons You Should. Okay.
Okay.
So, I have this bowl.
Ooh.
full of all these different cards. Okay.
Do we just pull one?
No, listen.
My friend is behind the ring light, and I cannot see because the ring light is so
bright. Okay, so listen. So we're going to pull one out of the – we're going to just, like, take
turns. Should I do that now?
Sure.
Do I look at it?
Pull a card out. Written on the cards are random phrases, and you guys need to come up with funny reasons why you should or shouldn't do the things listed on the card. So you're going to go first.
So I read it out loud.
Read it out loud.
It says, never trust white people.
What is going on here? How did she happen?
Hey, why did she get hit by strays? She just sat down.
In our fairness, I have no idea what these cards say.
I would agree with you.
I saw Rich put this card at the top. He wanted you. He's like, no, bring her in.
When I ask Rich for advice, he's turning off the camera. That's
Rich,
not fair.
Hey, no, Rich is zooming in on your face. Rich is zooming in.
I just want to say this
real quick.
Our producer,
Rich, he's responsible. Okay?
I just want to, if you feel like you want to get up because this show is
I absolutely don't.
I feel it is. I like her.
She's resilient.
I mean, I'm a, you know, respectfully, I'm like a never trust anyone but your mother person.
Okay.
In like a healthy way.
I understand.
I mean,
that.
Of course, you have amazing friends in your life. You have family in your life. But, you know, is that like.
No, it's like, I'm not going to trust you.
Norman Bates
give me a reason. Really yeah, yeah. You. Like, earn it. I fucks with this.
Okay.
Should I pick another one?
We're allowed to agree then. All right.
I pick one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. And I just open it and read it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is.
Three reasons why you should or should not. Do this
never
thing.
Trust black people. This is crazy. Damn, show it. No, just who is your producer? Pookie, Lonnie, talk to me. My first time on the Laugh Factory podcast, and it's just racist. No, honestly, you know what it says? It says always trust white people. So, I'm dead serious. I'm not even making
this up. Oh, my gosh.
Up. Look.
So always trust white people.
It's a Caucasian budget.
It's very hard to think. Like, is this
y'all ain't even trying to be
is this your lawyer or
this?
Your accountant?
Yeah.
I put it
you
to
you. Had to pick.
We're joking so much. I forgot what the damn show
let me,
is.
Let me
about.
Pick
what
another one.
Mix it up.
And then we're going to do another one. We're going to figure out.
Somebody is smoking weed.
We're going to do this one.
Where?
This is a race thing.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, Afghanistan.
This says, switch to a vegan diet.
Huh.
So I mean, we're talking about why, yes or no?
Well, yeah.
Three reasons why.
I could go on for hours about
just
that.
Just three reasons why you should or
you're
shouldn't
vegan?
Do the
no.
thing on
no.
the card. So this is said switch to a vegan diet. Why should you do that? I mean, hello,
why shouldn't you?
Save the animals.
I could go on for hours about this.
Are you a vegan?
No, there are a lot of days that I eat vegan. Mm-hmm. Like today, I ate vegan. So
right?
I don't eat dairy.
Right.
Here's the thing about
you mix it
that
up.
I think about diet. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. Disclaimer, consult with your doctor of any medications. And if you're going to have diarrhea, then I don't know what to say. But
covered.
I think every single body responds differently to something. Somebody
absolutely.
Might do amazing with keto. Somebody mm-hmm. might do amazing with plant-based. Somebody might do amazing with this. The
it's
general consensus mm-hmm. in the health world and with all the health experts is that the majority of your diet should be plants. It should be
right.
vegetables and fruit across the board.
Right.
I personally, I feel like my body needs like fish, mm-hmm. like it needs meat. So mm-hmm. like I try to do pescatarian as mm-hmm. much as possible. But again, I know vegans that have been doing it for years that are in the best
shape. Have you
ever
seen a fat vegan? I have.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what type of fat soy cheese are you eating?
Yeah, what in the...
How many apples did you eat today?
And they're eating Oreos or, yeah, refined carbs. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I think temporarily, like be vegan for a couple months, see how
right.
it feels.
Right. Hmm. You're going to feel great.
Have some... Are you vegan?
I'm predominantly plant-based, but I do the same thing. I'm a former athlete, college athlete, so I really have to
where
listen
you,
to my body.
Where are you, track? Basketball? Softball.
Softball.
Okay.
Softball.
Now, how about we mix this and this and say never trust a vegan? Is that...
How about never trust a vegan?
I would always
trust
vegans are great.
I would always trust a vegan. They are tapped
in. I would not
in.
Always trust a vegan. Why
what?
Would you...
They're tapped in spiritually, mentally.
I mean, there's crazy people that do everything.
No, I think there's other reasons. I just talked about the health ones, but people care about animals and that and the environment. And so let me not. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I pull one?
Solid. Yeah. Go back.
I advocate for veganism.
We.
Okay. Stop CPR. Who is doing these questions? And what?
Stop CPR.
Like, well, I don't even get it.
Like, at what point do you just say, you know what, I'm done. I'm not going to keep pumping this nigga's chest no more.
Oh. Wow. Well, I've never been there before, so
right.
I can't speak on that. I'm not going to lie. Just because I'm a comedian, I'm going to come up with a joke. No, like, that's, like, not funny.
I think if they're like fat, I'll probably stop. I don't have the right.
Or if you break their, you can break their ribs trying to do CPR, but that's like unfortunately
like
kind of
really
normal.
Aggressive. I mean, like
no, it's like it happens. Like you're just trying to resuscitate. You can break somebody's ribs.
I think after, like, after the first,
that's where I would stop.
I'll just stop right after that.
Do you
like,
guys
all right,
know how to do it? Like if you had to right now,
yes. I would just press down.
I kind of
like,
know.
What if you
basics.
Have big titties? Like, do you go under?
Oh, you gotta separate like this.
But do you go? Would you go under them. The titties?
You definitely breaking my shit.
I feel like if you have
nice titties, but isn't it above
the titties? If you have nice titties, I would like the CPR would be so delayed.
But isn't
nice
it
titties.
To the left? You gotta go more towards the heart to the left.
No, it's in the middle.
Oh
shit!
Maybe
right?
I don't know. I don't know how to. Okay.
No, you gotta do CPR. I might break you.
Dead with some dead titties. If you gotta go to the left,
not dead. Dead titties.
She would have lived. She would have lived if she didn't have D cups.
It should have been Vegas.
Like if you had double Fs and you had a resuscitate.
Is it really Fs? Can they really?
Oh,
go?
Yeah. No, they have I's. They've got J's.
We go down to the M's.
How do you get there? Like how do you, what determines the difference between a J and a K? Like how do you know?
It's the cup. It's the under is the cup. The cup is what's under the other half circumference under the nipple.
Mm-hmm.
And then the right, the width is around your back.
I don't know, sis. I didn't get past the A,
know.
So.
Okay. okay. Yeah, learn something new every day.
Let me pick another one.
Go for it.
Imagine you can see far from a pervert. He's just feeling like, oh man, this is nice. Titties got hips, left, and you're just dying.
That's crazy.
Okay, earthquake is up there. Oh, can you imagine if that wasn't him? And I was like, okay, earthquake, and you guys were like, that's not.
That's tornado.
Are you on the next show?
Not the next one, but I'm booked on one.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Never donate blood. Why not?
I
don't
feel
fuck
like,
with you. Nah.
I feel like you should, right?
Don't people get, isn't that a hustle for a lot of people?
You can
donating
make money,
blood?
Donating
like
plasma,
you make money.
Plasma.
I've never did it, but I heard if, people do
Did you
do
hear
it.
About that lady, like, recently, like, they said, like, she lost a lot of blood on a cruise, and then, like, somebody gave her a blood transfusion, and she had HIV.
And that has happened a lot over
Our
the years.
Our producer just
that's
laughed.
One reason
okay.
I would.
Yeah, I don't know. He's the darkest guy ever.
That's why he's behind the camera. He can't show his face.
I know if your blood type AB... It's
you
the
can,
rarest. You guys are
right.
Like, did we have a doctor on the air? Who is a smartass? But if you're blood type AB, yeah.
Right.
You should donate because that's the rarest one.
Right. Wow.
And then
O, you
O
can
is the most positive.
Give
I
and
mean,
receive
the most common.
To anybody,
I don't even know
right,
what blood
right.
type I am. Like. I don't
know. I'm O positive.
That's the most common.
40% of Americans.
Right.
Let me ask you this. When you hear people giving blood, like blood donors,
mm-hmm.
How much do you get? I always wanted to know. People that like, I've heard
That's
people.
That's a good question.
I did it one time,
like
and they were taking
bags,
a lot.
Bags,
I was like, all right, calm down.
Is it a certain amount for more money? Like, if you give a little bit, that's $20. But you give them
so.
A pint, you get a
pint or too much because you might faint.
A limit, exactly. You right. have a maximum you can give. So I don't Jeez. Think it works like that.
I think I did it twice one time because.
For what?
Like I forgot what happened, but it was like a lot of blood. I'm like, yo, all right, somebody got to die. I don't know what's going on here.
Okay.
That's how, I mean, I don't know. Too much blood is just.
Right.
What's the next question for that? I'm
no, wait, hold up. Pause. I have to just interject with something.
Yes.
Natalie, yeah. A little birdie told me you do impressions.
Yeah.
What's your best impression?
I feel like my first, like, most popular impression.
Man, that sounds like something
like that. Yeah.
You got that one down.
It rhymes with skeet, skeet.
Skeet, skeet.
It's my boyfriend, Pete. And yes, we met on SNL.
Wait, I gotta close my eyes for this. Hold
and the BDE is crazy. I can confirm.
Oh my God, Kim.
What is BDE?
Big dick energy.
Aren't you watching
you
Kim Kardashian?
You knew that. You just wanted to hear me say it.
I just wanted
dick.
To hear you say it.
You
yes.
wanted to hear the word
I just set
dick.
You up. I just set you up.
But yeah, Kanye bought another house behind ours. So now he has just
damn.
Like a square.
I know. This is good.
You are good.
Kim?
Yeah. No, I love her. I met her. And I told her that I do impressions of her. And she was nice about it. And she was like, I hope you get on SNL. And she was cool. She's
Where'd
really
you
nice.
Meet her?
That's awesome.
I met her at this makeup event.
And she got makeup too, or is that her Kylie
she
does
a,
makeup?
She has a line too.
Oh, okay.
I'm promoting her.
Something's coming out Thursday. The new Raspberry Raspitas.
Everyone I know that's met her is like, she's the nicest person. Mm. So I do like feel bad when people... make fun of the Kardashians like hatefully. I'm like, they're really nice people, and they're like, what's their talent? I'm gonna say something crazy. Their talent, how come you don't say that to an entrepreneur? Oh, what's their talent? Your talent is being a business person. What's
you make
wrong
money.
With that?
They make a, the
what's
most
wrong
money.
With that? Does,
I
every,
say
does everyone
that's
have to
skill.
Sing, dance, and do comedy?
No, you make a lot of fucking money.
Okay.
That's the
Love you,
skill.
Kardashians. invite me over for dinner.
That is hilarious.
That was, but
you know,
fantastic.
What I'm saying? People, I think.
Wait, can we give her a round of applause?
No, for real.
That was a dope ass impression.
But I think, I don't know. I see a lot of people hating on women that are winning sometimes.
Right. And I think it's because they have the reality tidbit behind them. It's just like people use that to invalidate them. But I'm like, you're just a hater. Like, they've had an empire running for 20 years.
$100 million offer to watch your family.
Are you kidding me? And are you watching? I know you are. I'm watching.
And the couple is, they get mad, but they're the ones that made the Kardashians big. Like you know how, like, they get, like, I don't know. I
the
feel
people
like,
made it.
Yeah, like I mean, like, right. you hate them, but you're also,
but what do
like,
you guys think? I mean,
I never hated the Kardashians.
Nah.
Of course, they're like, I don't see, like, I mean, I guess their talent is business, but I don't really mind how they came up, because if it was me, I'd be happy as shit.
Not
coming
everyone
up, like,
that's done a sex tape has made it.
And I think there's something saying, to be like, said with taking more, something traumatic and turning it into an empire. Yeah. Like, that's really what it is.
All I can say is they found a way.
Yeah.
They found a way. They created a blueprint, and it worked. And there's a lot of girls out there that followed that, and yeah. More and power to him. Yeah. That's all.
You got to give him respect, because everybody makes a sex tape, but it's like what you do after that kind of thing.
Did you see that Kris Jenner got asked to do a masterclass? She filmed a masterclass, which I think is actually brilliant, because I'm going to watch the shit out of that.
Every
Are you kidding
word
me?
She says is gold.
She literally speaks in analogies. Like, she speaks in one word, like one liner sentence.
All I
love
is
all my daughters. Like, I love my kids depending on their net worth.
But Kylie's my favorite.
What's my son's name again?
All I know is every airport I go to in America, and I'm in 35, 40 airports a year, I see a Kylie Jenner vending machine.
Oh, everywhere. That's badass.
And she is slinging lipsticks like Cheetos and bubblegum right now. And
it's like
I'm not mad
cupcakes.
At her. Yeah, I wonder how did she make $1 billion? She's selling more lipstick than Skittles. And so with that being said,
you know what's crazy?
Shout out to Kylie Jenner.
People always say she got the hand to her. It's very hard to become a billionaire. Just because you grow up with money doesn't mean you're about
you
to be a
billionaire.
Yeah, like that's what, like, yeah. Even if you're born like with a family that's a millionaire, it's hard to be a billionaire. Like, her family's not even billionaire. So it's like,
I got a question to both ladies real quick before I go, because I got to get ready for this show. Mm-hmm. How much is just like a lipstick? The average lipstick, like, if you went into...
It ranges.
You
really
wear lipstick.
I mean,
you could go from,
between
like,
$5 to $65.
NYX to, yeah, literally,
you could get, like, a Dior, Tom Ford.
What's that place that you go into the mall? It is huge. It is billion women.
Sephora?
I'll say this. I got a Givenchy lipstick, like, years ago. It lasted me the longest ever. It was the best quality. I paid more for it. And
how much was a Givenchy lipstick?
I think I paid, like, $48, something crazy.
So what does Kylie... charge?
Kylie doesn't charge that.
No,
I see more vending machines than Subway sandwiches places.
No, I think you could buy one for probably like $16.
It's not
so
like she
killing.
Makes
she's
it attainable. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't own it, but yes.
Okay. I gotta go, you guys.
No. Yeah, no.
We'll send you.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Before you go, Alex, let the people know where they can find you.
Yes, they can find me at Funny Man Alex Thomas. I got a podcast that we're going on episode 158, four seasons now. Thank you. It's called The Funny Don't Stop Show.
Love it.
Every single Tuesday. And my book is dropping on Amazon at the end of June. It's called The Funny Don't Stop. It was my pandemic project, and it's actually a comic book.
Okay.
I found an amazing illustrator that turned about 40 of my jokes into animation and illustration, and it's hilarious. It's an easy read.
Yay.
So
The Funny Don't Stop.
On Amazon, end of June.
Got it.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for being here, Alex. Natalie, where can we find you?
It's Natalie Friedman on everything, and Friedman is spelt like fried man. That's how it's phonetically written.
Okay.
Natalie Friedman, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Send me a message. And yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
You guys are amazing.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Brandon,
thanks.
Where can I find you?
Oh, Instagram, B Cormel. That's BCORMELL. You can find me there. I'll be doing cool stuff sometimes. Sometimes I don't, but you can find me there.
Always.
Yeah.
All right, and I'm your host, Kamari Love. You can find me at It's Kamari Love. And that is our show this week. Thank you guys so much for being here with us. We love you. We will see you next week. That was your Sunday Scoop. Peace.
Woo! Sunday Scoop.